This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. The sermon for this Misericordias Domini is according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. Now, in our confirmation class, the students are writing a Bible study on this very book. So you are allowed to heavily plagiarize from this sermon, and it will be regarded as good. The Lord is your shepherd. He carries you in paths of righteousness. He restores your soul. That's what we need, isn't it? The restoration is more than just simply refreshment. To some people, thinking about Jesus lifts up their spirits when they feel low. Much as a shower wakes you up in the morning, but Jesus is more than a good shower. He is the good shepherd. Christ Jesus carries you in his paths, yet more than simply supporting you in the rough times of life. He indeed carries you in that way through the trials you bear. Yet even more than that, he bears you in his mighty arms for salvation and eternal life. He lifts you up on his shoulders, not only on this earth, but up to the heights of heaven before the majesty of the Father. And then St. Peter writes, "You were like sheep going astray." And we think some things like, wow, what stupid sheep that would wander from their own shepherd. He is the source of life to them, who feeds them and leads them and watches over them. He slays the wolves and lions who would devour them. He tends them with loving kindness and mercy, treating each lamb as if it were his own child. From this shepherd, who is without equal, these sheep find a way to wander away from him. Well, they are of an inferior breed who have inherited a genetic defect causing their feet to go upon the wrong paths. It is not simply that they wander now and then. They are always lost. By nature, creatures who flee from their own gracious shepherd. They cannot help it. I've heard this said when I was in Wyoming. Believe it or not, there's a couple of sheep ranchers in Wyoming. That may surprise you. But one time they said their breeding has led them to be rebellious and stubborn. And I'm like, really? You breed them for that? No, we don't breed them for that. Okay, I don't know. I'm not a sheep farmer. No, but these will pop up, and boy, I'll tell you, those sheep are real pains. And I go, do you just get rid of them? They're like, no. So this, you were, as Jesus says, you were in a constant state of spiritual straying. That was your nature, and still is in your sinful flesh. But now, a new nature is also in you. You are a new breed of sheep, a lamb who sticks close to its shepherd. Now, I don't want you to have any unrealistic expectations. This does not mean that you are now always obedient where you once were not. You still wander in your actions. You still get lost in sinful words, thoughts, and deeds. But that is no longer who you are. You bear a different image and a different nature, for you were washed by the Good Shepherd, and his washing is a miraculous cleansing. His water and the Word of God has washed you and made you clean in the sight of God from more than dirt and filth of the body, but the dirt and filth of your wanderings. You were also washed into a new image as well. The image of the spotless Lamb of God without blemishes. In His image, you are an award-winning sheep, winning first place in the eternal judge's eyes and winning the highest prize of all. Glory with Him forever. You have returned to your shepherd, but it was not because you did anything. Do your legs ever feel stubborn? Like you know where they're supposed to lead you? When you're going, come on, legs! But they act stubborn. And the legs will often even try to have a conversation with you. I can't walk that way. The weight of this or that is too heavy that I might lift up and be toward my Savior. Come on, legs! And those legs can be very, very naughty in where they lead you. We know it's true because Jesus talks about it. All of us are like sheep who have gone astray. Remember the 100 things the shepherd had, and one of those things wandered off, and so he left the other 99 things over here? Well, they weren't things. They were sheep. Man, those sheep. I'll tell you, they're a weird breed. It's the perfect, perfect analogy for the Christian life. So your shepherd sees you yelling at your legs, and you know that by your strength and reason, he knows your legs are going to become excuse sticks, useless for anything. So he, the good shepherd, picks you up and carries you, as the Bible lesson talks about, but you are not happy being carried by any shepherd. Your legs flailed in the air, you kicked the shepherd, you bruised him, you bit him, and he bled. But he patiently bore the pain. He was pierced, he was crucified, and he bore your sins on the tree of Calvary. By his wounds you have been healed. For the cross was his act of carrying you. On his strong shoulders he carried you and all the rebellious sheep of the world. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? How many times has Jesus been carrying you, kicking and thrashing and biting and scratching and screaming and whining and complaining? Probably more than any of us want to admit. The holy Lamb who had no sin died for you, the unrighteous sheep. Now you are the holy innocent lambs with wool washed white in his precious blood. If you are somehow unconvinced that you are his lambs, think of what he continues to do for you. He still cares for you. He still watches for you, over your soul. He feeds you the richest meal at his own table and gives you to drink the best beverage that can be found anywhere. He continues to speak to you tenderly, graciously, reminding you of his unequaled love for you. He calls you by the name he has given you, his own name, so that no one else can claim you nor steal you. That's why I love the baptismal words of I baptize you into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That name, you're in there now. That name is yours. You are in there. It's around you. It surrounds you. It is your protection. It is your shield against the darts, arrows, and slings that are shot at you daily by the devil. Martin Luther once said, if the Christian was truly aware of how many darts and arrows the devil were shooting at him, they would never miss an opportunity to be in God's house and at the table. But so many of us, like sheep, have gone astray. And we don't see the darts and arrows anymore. After these last 2 years, we don't even feel them often sticking into our flesh, piercing us anymore. And even now, though, in spite of all that, he defends you from ravenous beasts. The wolves, who are false teachers, try to sneak in and lead you away where they can devour you. But the voice of the shepherd keeps you by his side. His pure teaching protects you from false teaching. He calls out warnings to avoid the deceptions of those who seem good, who wear sheep's clothing to trick you. Because you remain in his word, those wolves cannot devour you. But don't get me wrong, it will not stop them from attempting the nip or two at your heels. Likewise, that hungry lion Satan cannot overcome your shepherd. Already Christ has crushed that head and he staggers about in pain. Ever since the Garden of Eden, when God promised it to Eve, yeah, you guys messed up. But I have the plan of salvation, and my plan will work. For your shepherd is even braver than David, who slew beasts with his sling. Your shepherd is mightier than Samson, who killed the lion with his bare hands. Your shepherd is none other than Yahweh Eloheinu, the Lord Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. Who can overcome him? He is immortal. He is God in flesh, who bravely walked into the mouth of death and shattered death's jaws with his mighty hands. The devil and the grave did their worst, and Jesus let them strike him as hard as they could, yet he came forth the third day, more glorious than ever, the risen Christ, the Lord of life, the victor King and great shepherd. Now, is the scripture saying, you shall surely imitate your shepherd's ways. As he patiently endures attacks of the enemies, so you bear with patience the thorns and thistles of life. We talked about that in Bible study today. But the call of Christian is a bold thing. It's called patience. It's called one who waits on the Lord, not to say, God, you're going a little too slow. I'll meet you there. Meanwhile, you're dead in a ditch, and he walks by and goes, you ready? Let's go. Stop getting ahead. But imitating him, when others slander you, you shall not retaliate. Your shepherd defends you and speaks on your behalf, and you are judged righteous forever. Why would you fear the feeble words of men or devils? Even when you suffer, you are safe in the shepherd's arms. If you notice that your wounds in life resemble the wounds of your shepherd, what shall you do but rejoice? For he has deemed you worthy to bear his image even in suffering. That was something Martin Luther said, and I always loved it. Even in tears and pain, you are exalted by the grace of God, called in the image of Christ the Lord. Now, by no means am I saying now that you're a Christian, everybody's probably going to be nice to you. I don't think you guys are that delusional. But what I am saying is that when someone hurts you, then you shall remember that Christ was hurt as well. As you endure patiently through those trials, think upon Christ and his patient endurance. He has done far more than you ever could, simply out of love for you. Surely you shall bear your trials out of love for him who has loved you first. It's a tough lesson, but imagine sharing that goodness with your neighbors and those who are hurting and suffering Once you wake up from the false idea that the life of a Christian is one of absolute perfect joy every day, that you wake up and just going, "Wee!" But the truth of the matter is since this isn't our home, the locals kind of don't like us because we love Jesus and not the world. And when your friends are suffering and you remind them of what Jesus has done for them, remind it was done in patience. I used to joke about it quite a bit, but I think because it was true. But ask Jesus for patience and he'll give it to you. He'll say, "Granted, now wait for it." Because that is a wonderful sign of Christian love. People attacking you, people speaking horribly to you, people doing terrible things, and you saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry for you that this is how you find goodness." Because we remember Christ has died, Christ has risen, he has brought you home to him, the great shepherd, and all glory be to him. He is risen. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.